Let us start from the top of the Yomut. Rav Ashi Omar, we're explaining a member of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan had said that a movish retzofe b'lechayayim, so it depends on the machloikis, movish retzofe b'lechayayim poches poches midalet, it is less than dalet fochim between each lechi. Boni lemachloikis Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'rabon. So now Rav Ashi wants to explain the memra of Rabbi Yechanan. Kigoin sheretzofei belechayim poches poches me'arbo. There's less than dalet tvochim between each lechi. Bemeshech arba amos. But the lechayim, the retzifes alechayim, goes into the oime kamovui dalet amos. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, the Amamrine, Lovu, the Kurin, Rab Shimon Gamliel, that you say Lovu, Pochus, Midalet, Havale, Movui. So all these Lachayim are considered as one large Lechi that has the Shir of a Movui. So Mele, we learned that a Lechi that has the Shir of a Movui, that is Dalet Amis, so you need a Lechi Acher Lahatirai, B'tzoich Lecha Acher Lahatirai. That is according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. La Rabbanon damri le marine lovud. But according to the Rabbanon, that hold you don't say lovud. Leitzorich lechi acher lahatirai. Then we don't need a lechi acher lahatirai, because if you don't say lovud, so the most outward lechi in the movi, that will be the lechi. It's not daladamis long. And that will be the lechi for the movi. Frag the Gemara, well, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, I feel according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds that you say lovut, and it is a lechi that is dalet amos long. Lehevi kenira mi bachutz, v'shove mi bifnim. Let us see Rashi, how Rashi explains the kasha. Ula Rab Shimon, Nahei Nami Dekula Chatu. We'll buy that all these Lechayayim are considered like one. V'nidain Mishumovi, and it is Nidain Mishumovi. Afilohochi, Heiche Shoma Rab Yoichanan Mida Rab Shimon. How did Rab Yoichanan understand that according to Rab Shimon, the boy Lechi Achelatire, that you'll need another Lechi? How can you get away without another lechi? Lishteri hay movui benire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. This lechi should be muta als the lomdes of nire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. So let us look in the Perish Chai, picture 105 on page 18. Now let us see. So the nire mi bachutz will be the last lechi. We'll see how Rashi explains that one does not put it exactly by the end of the movi. One puts it, it should jut out a little from the movi. So let us see how Rashi explains it. Doha mistome ki ukme le lechi kame. The first lechi of the movi, when they put up this lechi, Moshchoi kima klapechutz. They did not put it up flush next to the end of the movi. Now they made that it should stick out a little bit, it should jut out a little bit klapechutz. Now why did they do this? Shekein derech kol mamidi lechayayim. If a person puts up a lechi, he does this with kavonet. Kidei, sheyeyeroe mi bifnim umi bachutz. That the lechi should be seen mi bifnim or mi bachutz, shehu kvar shom l'shem lechi. Say the person who is hoylech mi bachutz, and say the person who is oymed bifnim should see that it was put up l'shem lechi. The im einoi moishech tzas roichev o lechi l'holo mi kois lehamovoi. If he will not bring down the reichev halachi laholam mikais lehem ovi ma'at ela b'shav lehem, he will make that this should be equal, it should be equal to the Kaisal Amovi, Nire Kimoisif Al Reichev Oive Kaisal Amovi. So then it just looks like he's adding on to the thickness of the Kaisal Amovi. So mibachutz, when you pass by this movi mibachutz, you cannot realize that this is a lechi. It looks like you're just thickening the koisel amovi. Elabifnim nikir she'enoi minakesolim. From inside the movi, you can recognize that this lechi is not minakesolim. Lefishechudoi nire bifnim. Because the chud is nire bifnim. So, let us, we have the picture, we have 105 and 104. So 104, that means if he would make the lechi that should be flushed till the end of the kaisel, so someone who is passing might be bachutz, does not recognize that this is a lechi over here. It just looks for me bachutz. It just looks like the koisel hamovi was thickened. Since he was just marchiv the oive koisel, but one doesn't see a lechi. Therefore, Rashi says, mi befnim istame, you can see the lechi. The daire hamovi, they can see that it's protruding from the inside. But from the outside, walking on the outside, it just looks like this is the oivi of the kaisel amovi. So therefore, when a person goes and puts up a lechi, he wants it to be niker, maybe bifnim, maybe bachutz. So he makes like picture 105. He makes it should protrude a little outside of the kaisel amovi. So then one can see that this is a lechi. That's normally how the lechayim were made. The kivin. So now, what is the kasha? The kivin, the rishon. Since we will correctly assume that the first lechi in this line of lechayim, we have a line of lechayim, we have a picture 104, which is Dalet Amis, which one will say lovud, between all of them will come out to Dalet Amis. So the kivin the rishon ktsosoi nimshach lechutz. Since the first lechi, so a chelik of the first lechi is nimshach lechutz. Ki ha der hishveyu mi bifnim beretzifes lechayayim halolu vaso kaiso. So even though lifnim, looking at it, lifnim, those who are standing lifnim, and we say love according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So it looks like a koisel hamovui, because it has a shir movui. Vaso koisel, he made it a wall inside, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this is a wall of Dalet Amis. So memele inside, it doesn't have a tzures lechi. It's a posel lechi from inside. But al kuponim, that what is boilet mi bachutz, domrin le kamon, nire mi bachutz, veshova mi bifnin, nidain mishum lechi. So it seems that the Gemara's kasha is as follows. That means even though in Lomdis, we will say that the lechayayim, that amarutzef mi bifnin, and have a oirech of Dalet Amis. So even though these lechayayim, for the Bnei Amovi, they don't have a hechshe movi, because it's not nikel that it's a lechi. It looks like one long, if it has an oirech of Dalet Amis, so since it has a shir movi, it looks like a koisel amovi. It doesn't look like a lechi, it looks like a koisel amovi. Afal Pikain, that is for the Bnei Hamovi. They don't have a lechi in their movi. It's not, the lechi is not nire. In the movi, you don't see a lechi. It looks like a koisel. So it doesn't have a hershe movi. But al koponim, the Bnei Mibachutz, in picture 105, Mibachutz, the Bachutz sees something jutting out. The Bachutz sees a lechi. So Memele, and that is the longest of Nirem mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. Nirem mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. So Memele, the hekel mi bachutz sagi. You don't need it to be nikem mi bifnim. So einoch anami mi bifnim. It is possible be teiris lechi. It doesn't have a teiris lechi. Aber kolponim, aber es nirem bei bachutz, wir wissen doch nicht, was tut sich in der Weinig. Mi bachutz, I see something jutting out, so mi bachutz, I see a lechi. So it should have a teiris lechi from that which is nire mi bachutz. I just add a shtikul ha'ore, I don't know if it is a ha'ore, but I'll say it over. In Mesechta Suke, the Gemara says as follows, that Ein Mesachachim bin Nesorim, if you have a Neser, a board that is Dalet Tvachim wide, so it looks like a roof, Salkaponim looks like a Tikre, so Memele, one is not permitted to be Mesachach with a Neser that is Dalet Tvachim wide. It's possible to say. So the Gemara clears a shaila, what will be the din? If you'll take this board that is dalet tvochem wide, and you'll put it on the sukkah, you'll put it al tzidon, hamidon al tzidon. So that means, when you're sitting in the sukkah, you don't see a dalet tvochem dike board. You see a board that is a tefach. So there's a shaila in the Gemara, but the Gemara feels always that it's nasa kishpudim shal matches. That means, even though the way it is now, there's no reason to passel it for schach, because now when you sit in the sukkah, you only see a reichev tefach. A reichev tefach is muta, but since in Yesod, this has a reichev dalet tefachim, so vime vet is drein teignish. Like it's passel already l'schach. Now it won't help, even though in this way it's good. By us, l'chayre, we have, the Gemara made such a chitim. So really, we have a lechi of daladamis. A lechi that is daladamis long, einoi nidoin mishum lechi. It has the measurements of a mavui, it's possible for a lechi. So the Gemara asks, but since legabi the chutz, by them, they don't have the chesaron, they don't see the daladamis. They just see a mashu jutting out. So this lechi, which in Yisai doesn't have a teiris lechi, al koponim should be kosher, because mi bachutz they don't see the daladamas. They just see the jutting out. So I'm just wondering how one could be mechalek between schach, even though you don't see the bad side of the Nesa, you only see one tefach of the Nesa, but since already it's chach posel, it's posel bimidreitis. And over here, by Alechi, even though Daladamis is not nidan kelechi, the Gemara said, but if legabi the bnei reshus harabim, they don't see the Daladamis, they only see it jutting out, by them it's not nirik kekoisel movi, by them it's nirik kelechi, so that should be sufficient. Abal Kaponim, that's the Gemara's Kasha. One more Heore, which is also very difficult to understand, the Gemara assumes as follows, that according to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, you say Lavud and Pachas Medalit, so we will attach all these Lachoyayim, So it's nirikim, so it has a din of a lechi of daladamis. So memele, so it's a lechi of daladamis is ein nidin kelechi. It has a din of a movi. Loite chachamim, you don't say lovud. So memele, it's not nidin Kimovui, you have five lechayim over here, so memela it's kosher. Lechayre, that's in lomdis. In lomdis it has a din daladamis. It doesn't have a din daladamis. But between you and me, man, lover dahin, lover daher, inside in the movi also, it's also nikir that it's a lechi. There's a space between one and the other, just like the outside. Just like we assume on the outside. The outside, zetach nishmus is in a veinik. For the outside, it's nire kelechi. So mamela, the Gemara held, if nire mi bachutz is sufficient to give it a teres lechi, the chutz sees a lechi. So lechayre, between you and me, the pnim also sees a lechi. The lomdis, according to Rabbi Shimon Megillah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel went inside into the mother, he didn't see a lechi. He also saw a lechi. In lomdis, it's considered dalet amis. But it's dalet amis that you, it's the lechi is nikir. I mean, it's, in lomdis it's dalet amis, but in heker lechayre, it's nikir that there's a lechi over there. From the Gemara, it seems that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if in Lomdus we say it's one big lechi, there's no heker lechi, afilu mibifnim also. According to the Chachamim, this is a heker lechi. Also difficult to understand. But al kolponim, let us go away from the difficulties and let's go back to the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha was that since the normal steiger is that when they made lechayayim, they wanted that it should be nikel, that this is a lechi, kdei sheyirah mibifnim michutz shuk v'sham l'shem lechi, so memeile, it should have a teres lechi, that even though mibifnim it's not nirek lechi, and mibichutz it's nirek lechi. One more ha'ore, lechayre, there's a meire de kekashe, which the Rishayim ask here, and Bemison, we learned already, Taisvis asks the kasha. Rashi and Afheim at Bay said a Yesod that when that din, that a lechi that is valid amis long has a shame mavui and it is possible for a lechi, that is only if it was humad me'elov. But if it was put up l'shem lechi, so Rashi says even though it's valid amis long, hey amis, it's a kosher lechi. Rashi said the whole psul of dalad ames if it was not put up l'shem lechi. So l'chayre here is doch a shrek leche mice over here. Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha. How did the Gemara assume? Why did the Gemara assume that the lechi is jutting out? Because Rashi says, you know, if a person puts up a lechi, he wants that everyone should know shehumah shuk v'shom l'shem lechi. So therefore, he lets it jut out that the chut should see that it's a lechi. So on Koponim, we have here that the lechi was put up l'shem lechi. It was put up l'shem lechi. That's why it jut out. So if it's put up l'shem lechi, so Memele Rashi says a lechi that was put up l'shem lechi, even though it's dalet amis long, it also is a kosher lechi, so now it's bitter. So what's Pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, since you say lovud, toich dalad tvachim, so b'meil it's considered like a lechi of dalad amis, and a lechi of dalad amis is posel, but it's only posel if it was loy humad l'shem lechi. This is humad l'shem lechi. So the Rishonim here is the kasha, and let us go back to Taisus Daf Hei Amid Beis. Now we'll perhaps appreciate Taisvis. Taisvis asks the kasha. Taisvis Daf Hei Amid Beis, Dibur HaMasrel Pochis, near the end. Ulekamon Perish Rashi, Ulerab Shimon Gamliel, Lehevi kenire mi bachutz v'shaba bebifnim, shekei derech ma midei lechi shemoyshin kima klapi chutz, im kei mashma derotz aloyma, af al gav duhuk v'lashem lechi, nidei mishun movi. So what is the teretz? So here Taisus doesn't say that, so you have to go a little back before. Taisus has the same kasha from the Gemara Daf Yud. So Taisus says that there's a difference in what direction the lechi is going on. The lechi hamoishech, a lechi that is going together with the length of the koisle hamovi, and that's the case what we're speaking about. Vahavi lo oil, vahavi li oirech hamovi. So it's starting off with two strikes against it. It is going lo oirech hamovi, so that alone makes it look like the Kaisel HaMovi. Forget, it looks like an extension of the Movi. It's going La'orech HaMovi. It's going in the length of the Movi. So there the din is, Hoyul v'havi La'orech HaMovi ve'enoi soisma. It's not going in the Reichev HaMovi. It's not being soisim the Movi. If it is going in the Reichev HaMovi, that means it wants to be soisim the Ruach Revi. So there you see, it's like a mechitza. It's going in direction of the mechitza. I want to be soisim the Ruach Revi. So memele there, Rashi holds, if it was put up l'shem lechi, there's no chesod. Even though it's daladamis, it's dos, but al-koponim was put up l'shem lechi, and Taisvah says later, there's a keil, so because it's going in the direction of a lechi, and it was put up l'shem lechi, so everyone knows it's a lechi. Masha enkei, if it's going with the length of the keisel hamovoi, so memele afilu hukve l'shem lechi, afilu was put up l'shem lechi, if it has the dimensions of a mavui in the Rashba, like the Tzud is not koil. Because it looks like it's you're extending the kaisel mavui. So if it has the dimensions of a mavui, it said there's dimensions of Dalet Amis, so memele, it's apostle lechi. But al kaponim, that's these are the ha'oris on this Rashi. Al kaponim, let us get back now again to the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks a kasha that even though for the bnei hamovi it's nire ke kaisle hamovi and it's posel as a lechi, but since for mi bachutz it is jutting out, so it's for them it's nire ke lechi. So it should have a loche of nire mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. That even though the heker is only for the bnei, for the chutz, it's also sufficient. So the Gemara answers, mi dehu taime ele le Rabbi Yochanan. You're asking, we're saying over a memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had said, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that holds yesh lavut teich dalet vachim, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, this will be possible if you have l'chayayim ritzufim dalet amis. Haki ose rovin omar Rabbi Yochanan nire mi bachutz v'shalom mi bifnim einei nidim mishim lechi. Rabbi Yochanan personally holds that nire mi bachutz does not give it a teiris lechi if it is shava bibifnim. So memele, so you can't ask any kashas. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's possible. And according to Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosa, it's taki possible. Because nire mi bachutz cannot be marshal the lechi. Zogt Rashi. Mi dihu taime kloima. Me, my svinan, hi to you, you're only asking this kasha elal Rabbi Yochanan. The yalev, me love the Rab Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, according to the love of Rab Shimon, there'll be a psul olahim movi, this movi will be posel. Rabbi Yochanan knows, ain't I need a mishum lechi. Ilkachim, rinan love it. So memele that what it's nika mi bachutz, it's nika mi bachutz, it's not sufficient. And memele mi bifnim, it is aloch of alechi, that's och, daladamis. Silkachim, emi emrina love it, boy, lechi achim. That is the sugi according to Rashi. Let us see the top toisvitz. Ula rab shimon gamliel, lehevi kinire mi bachutz, vishava mi bifnim. Perish akontaris, the mistome de lechi kame moshchoi kime klapechut, shekein derech kol ma'amidei lechi, shemoishchen ktsas klapechut, kidei sheyeiroe mi bachutz mi bafnim shukva l'shem lechi. V'yoysa nire leforeish, shemoishchoi ktsas klapechnim. So let us look in picture 106. Taisvis writes, that is true, that a person puts up a lechi, he wants that it should be nika, that it's a lechi, and one should not think that this is a hamshoch of the oive kaisle hamovi. But he doesn't do it by letting it jot out into the rishus harabim, nor fakert. in order to show that this is a lechi, he starts the lechi and makes an indentation in the kaisle amovi, and then he starts banging up the lechi. The mashme bekule shmaite the boy le mishre le rova ad chude achitzin shalechi. From the whole sugya we learned till now, it would seem that according to Rove, what bein alochayim is mutal letaltal, you're allowed to be metaltal from the chud achitzin of the lechi. Now, if Rashi tells us that the steiger was all the lechayim that were put up used to jut out, so they have a problem. So how is one permitted to carry, to be metaltal, kineged chudoy hachitzon shel alechi, im moishchei klapei chutz tahayne l'rishus harabim, de'ech yater es rishus harabim? What's going to be matter? You only have over here, you only have afen shentz neifen two mechitzes. How could one be metaltal kineged the lechi achitzoino, which is jutting out in the Rishus Harab? Maybe you'll say that the other wall of the Movui extends further. It's a lopsided Movui. Zuktais is no, the Stam Movui oirech kesal of Shovin. Mistome, both sides of the Movui are the same length. So both sides of the Movi are the same length. So how could you say that Rav people make a lechi sticking out, and Rava will say that one is permitted to be mishtamish keneged chude achitzin shel amovi shel alechi? This is already Rishus Harabim. It's not Toich Gimel Mechitzis. So how could it help? So Kochoch, that's what Toisus wants to say, is pshat. So Memele, the Faket, they make it, they make an indentation in the mavui, so memela fakel. So then, connected chude achitzin, you have already three kaisle hamavui plus the mechitza revius of the lechi. Zok the gemara weiter. Itma nire mibefnim veshove mibachutz nidoin mishum lechi. Nire mibefnim, if from inevenik you see the lechi, v'shava mi bachutz, nidain mishum lechi. Let us see what this case is. Itma garsinen, nire mibefnim, and let us just look at the picture so the Rashi will be easier to understand. Picture 107, this is nire mibefnim, that means those who are standing in the movui, they see the lechi beautifully. It's nikkur that this is a lechi. He sees that this juts out from the kaisel. That's a gewaldike lechi. Mi bachutz, a person passing by in droysen, by him it's not nikkur that this is a lechi. Could be this is the oive kaisle hamovoi. But he sees in front of him, he sees a thick wall. So memele, mi bachutz, it doesn't, it's not nikkur that this is a lechi. Now let us see Rashi. Nire mibifnim v'shove mibachut. Shehemid halechi. He put up the lechi, rechavoi, the reichev of the lechi, litzad olkoi shalmovi. That means the reichev of the lechi, he put, on the side of the oirech of the koisle hamovi. V'loy moshach k'tzas rochboy kimo klapei chutz. Now, he could have taken a chelik of the roichev, he could have taken the roichev and make it jut out a little bit. That would be like picture 108. If he would do that, so then those who are passing outside, they see also that this is not an extension, a continuation of the oivei koisle hamovi. They see this is a lechi. But he didn't do that. He went and made the lechi flush next to the one of the koisolim of the oirech hamovi. He made it like 107, not like 108. Yeah, elehishve chudai hachitzain The chuda yachitzin, let's look at the picture that's base. The outside side of this lechi is flush next to the end of the koisle hamovi. La'oivei koisle hamovi. V'daime, so it looks kemisha moisif al reichiv haksolim. It looks like he wants to add on to the reichiv of the koisle hamovi. He wants to make it thicker. Mibachutz, it does not look like a lechi, but mibachutz, it looks like this is, you have a thick wall. Aval chudai apnimi, that's the aleph in the picture, if you look on the inside side, nire mibifnim, there you can see that this is a lechi, this is not a continuation of the wall. Sha'ov yoi boilet l'soich roichev amovi kozeh. That it goes into the roichev amovi. So that is a davar muskim nire mibifnim v'shove mibachutz nidoin mishum lechi. Nire mibachutz v'shove mibifnim. Now let us see the picture first. Tval will learn the sugya the way the Perish Chai learns. So this is picture 109. Nire mibachutz. This is how the Beis Yosef learns Pshat. So now let us see. So just looking at it, we can see as follows. Lagabi the Bnei Hamovui. They don't see anything. By them it looks like a continuation of the Kaisel Hamovui. Lagabi the Chutz. You can see that this is jutting out from the Kaisel Hamovui. Now let us see Rashi. Nire mibachutz v'shova bebifnim. Shemoshach kol halechi lechutz. The whole lechi is lechutz. It's not in the chlal hamovi. V'chudai hapnimi, the inside, v'chudai hapnimi, the inside side of the lechi is, let us see the bach. V'chudai hapnimi nichnas ba'oive koisel hamovi. So chudei apnimi means, if this is the lechi, so chudei apnimi means the inside side. So the inside side he puts flush kneged the oivei akoisel. That is what Rashi said. Shemosha kol alechi lechutz, for chudei apnimi, the chudei apnimi nichnas ba oivei koisel hamovi. This goes by the thickness of the koisel hamovi. He cannot see any chalik of the lechi mibifnim. He doesn't see the inside chalik of the lechi. It looks like he's moisef al oirech hakoisel. Avol mi bachutz, niker she'enay mei koisel amovi, she'enimshech loholo mei reichev hakoisel. Because let us forget about, maybe this is the picture which is underneath on the right side. So this is similar to the picture what the Perish Chai says. That it looks like this, it looks like it is going out from the Reichev HaKoisel. So it's not, this is Nire Mibachutz V'Shove Mibifnim. Itmas. Let us again see this memra. Nire Mibifnim V'Shove Mibachutz Nire Mishum Lechi. Nire Mibachutz V'Shove Mibifnim. We have here a machlokes, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi. Chad omar nidain mishum lechi. So one holds, this is nidain mishum lechi. V'chad omar einoi nidain mishum lechi. Zog the Gemara, so we don't know who holds what. So the Gemara says, Tistayim, the Rabbi Chiya who da omar nidain mishum lechi. Rabbi Chiya is the one that holds that nire mi bachutz is also nidain mishum lechi. The Tony Rabchiya. Koisel shetzidoi echot konus michaveiroi. Bein shenire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. We'll see soon the tzir, but just let's get the ivre. It's nire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. Bein shenire mi bifnim v'shove mi bachutz. Nidoin mishum lechi. So koponim, Rabchiya said klo, whatever the case is, but he said, if it's nire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim, he didn't differentiate. If it's nire mi bachutz, or nire mi bifnim v'shove bachutz, nire mi shum lechi. So memele, we see Rab Chiya said over a baraisa, And he said that, he said over this baraisa, so that there's no difference. So we see klar, abchiya holds, nidem ibachutz, vishavim bifnim, also as a teres lechi. So memele, so that's it. So the machlekes, abchiya, abshimim berebi, abchiya is the one that holds that nidem ibachutz is sufficient. Frekte gemore, interessante kashe, verebi yoichenin. Abi Yechinen holds that nirem ibachutz is no good. Miloi shmielei, huh? He didn't know of this baraisa. Mr. This is a baraisa. He knew of this baraisa. Elo shmielei, v'loi sovolo. He knows of this baraisa, but Allah, he holds he don't paskin like this baraisa. Is Rabchiya nami? What did you say? Rabchiya said over a baraisa. The Tony, Rabchiya saying over a baraisa. Rabchiya nami, he's saying over a baraisa, that there is a tane that holds nirem ibachutz, has a teres lechi. Abaloi sovolo. So how could you prove that Rabchiya holds himself? So the Gemara, hi, my, that is no kasha whatsoever. Bishlei be Rabbi Yochanan loy sovolo. Could be Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like this baraisa, mishamochi loy tonilo. He never said over this baraisa. Ela Rabchiya, he said loy sovolo, loma loy lemisnef. Okay, this is a baraisa that was brought up be yeshivosi shel Rabchiya. This is Rabchiya, toni Rabchiya. So Memel, if he held, it's not a libid de hilchis, it would not have passed, would have not have been in the baraisis of Rabchiya. He said, lo yisavala, loma lo yilamisin. Now, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Kaisel, shetzidoi echod konus mechaveir, shenichnas habinyin, you have a koisel that is not the same with the whole oirech hakoisel. There's an indentation in the oivi hakoisel. Umiatoi beoivyoi. The hashte, now since there's a miut in the oivi hakoisel, the hashte boilet viyoitse mimenu, Kimin Omud Shekoyrim Fliyaya. So here the Perish Chai in picture 110. So that's a moshul. We'll have in front of us, let us look at 110 and 111. Now the difference between, the similarity between 110 and 111 is that in both cases, the Reichava Koisel was diminished. That means it's Miatoi. Part of it, she only have the half of the Reichava, the Oivia Koisel. The difference between picture 110 and 111 is Lechaire, one, this are the Beirish Chai learns Pshat, 110 is Nirem Ibifnim. That means the Aleph, that is really the lechi. That has the teiras lechi. In Mibifnim you see the way the koisel hamovi ends, and where the wall gets thinner, that is the teiras lechi. So Mibifnim, it's near Mibifnim. You see where the wall ends and the lechi begins. Mibachutz, you have a smooth wall in Dreisen. So in Dreisen, it looks like one long kaisel. So this is the way the Perish Chai learns chat. So this case would be nire mi bifnim, vishove mi bachutz. The other case, where the oivia kaisel was diminished from the outside, so mamela, this is called nire mi bachutz, vishove mi bifnim. Now, let us see Rashi in the Veinik. So, let us see again. Kaisel shetzidiachet konus mechaveire. One side is indented. Shenichnas abinyin. Umiatoi meovyoi. It is not as thick. That means it became thinner. The hashte boilet v'yoitzi mimenu kimin omud. Now there's something, there's a chelik, the one chelik stopped already. One place the oivy stopped. And then the other place what is jut, it looks like it is jutting out. Bein sheknisosoi nire bifnim. The knise is nire bifnim. We can see it bifnim. Vishava mi bachutz. So that is the picture 110. Kose sheshakua hakaisel ma'achal v'niris ha'pgime bifnim. The pgime you see bifnim. So that's how the Perish Chai learns. Let's learn like this. Bein shenire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. And that's picture 111. Kigoin sheshekua sheshekeya kaisel malafona. She'ein ha'knise niris lo'emdem bifnim. Elo levnei reshus ha'rabim kazeh. So that'll be picture 111. So memele, so this memre, this was a memre, this was a baraisa that Rabchiya said. So wherever it is, say it's nire bebefnim, say it's nire mi bechutz, the halacha is that it's good. So the most of Rabbi Yechon Domelel behed ye'enei nidin kelechi. Mi lo shmi lo homas nise da Rabchiya. Velohi lo sova lohi nami heiche mistaimim. Mistaimo mino drabchiya hu diyama nidin. Dilma yu nami shmiyola. He heard of this baraisa lo sova lo. So the Gemara answered, no. If he put it, he said it over, this baraisa, so it seems he holds that the halacha, that it has a teiras lechi, if it is nire mi bachutz v'shova mi bifne. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma rabbe bar avune. Nire mi bachutz v'shova mi bifnim. He holds nidain mishim lechi. That's Rabbe bar avune saying, that's like Rabchiya, that it's nidain mishim lechi. Oma rabbe. So Rabbe said, umayisvino nashmaiten. He says, I'm saying over halacha that it's nidain nire mi bachutz v'shova mi bifnim. Is nidin mishum lechi. So I asked the kasha on myself. What is the kasha? Chotzer ktano shenifritzo ligdoilo. Let us look at page 12, picture 69. There we have a nice picture of chotzer ktano shenifritzo ligdoilo. So we have here the chotzer ktano. A person is standing in the chotzer ktano. So the Chotzer Ktana has three walls, three mechitzes, and it's poritz b'miluoy to the Chotzer Gedoyle. Leidach Gise, the Chotzer Gedoyle has gifufim on each side, and there's a pirtz in the middle. So we have a klal that if you have gifufim on each side, so the pirtz gets a halacha of a Pesach. So memele, so legabi the chotzer gedoyla we consider has, there's a pesach between the chotzer gedoyla and the chotzer ktana. So if you have two chatzeres and there's a pesach bentayim, so even though they were not ma'arev zeim ze, so the din is that one doesn't answer the other, because it's not poritz b'milua itamokim also, like I have a pesach, there's a pesach between you and me. That is legabi the chotzer gedoyla, because the chotzer gedoyla has gifufim on each side, so the pirtze legabi the chotzer gedoyla is considered a pesach. Legabi the chotzer ktane only doesn't have any gifufim. The chotzer ktane has it's only a pirtze. So the chotzer ktane is poritz b'miluay to the chotzer gedoyla. So now let us see. Umayisvina nashmaiten. Rabbi says, I hold that nire mi bachutz v'shova mi bifnim is a teiras lechi. So I asked on myself from this halach. It says, chotzer ktano shenifritzo ligdoilo. So it says as follows, gdoilo muteres. The gdoilo is muter to be metalto. Uktana asura mibnei shehi kepisro shal gdoilo. Legabi, the pirtza of the ktana is considered a pesach for the gdoila, but for the ktana it's considered a pirtza. So now Rabbi Barafun asked the kashan himself, if I am right, and in order to have a shame lechi, it doesn't have to be nearer to the bnei hamovoi. It is sufficient if it is nearer mi bachutz. So the gifufim of the gifufim that separate the gdoil and the ktana. So this can be considered, this can be gifufim for the ktana also. Just like a lechi mibachutz. And this is mamish, the way we had before. A lechi mibachutz, we had picture 109. So lechi mibachutz, we said, according to Rab Chiya, this is good. This is a lechi mibachutz. So memele, the chotze ktane has lechoyayim mibachutz. It has gifufim mibachutz. So memele, so why isn't it good? Why? So just like it is considered a Pesach for the Gedolah, it should be considered a Pesach for the Ketane. This kashe, Rabbi Baravuna asked on himself. If I am right, that Nirem Ibachutz also is a Shem Lechi, can also make from a Pirza Pesach, is Ketane Nami Tishteri. If you stand outside, you can see the koisolim, that the ktan is a koisol on each side, and the pils in the middle. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, chotze ktana, shenifritze le gdoilo. Ktana nami tishterid le lisre b'nei gdoilo layu. The Bnei Gdoilo should not answer on the Ktane, Elo lehevi nami pisro legab, the leilisro Bnei Gdoilo layu, the Bnei Gdoilo should not answer on the Ktane, Elo lehevi nami pisro legabo, let this be considered a Pesach for the Ktane, Liyo is kishnei chatzeres, it should be equivalent to two chatzeres, u Pesach beinehem, and there is a Pesach between both chatzeres. And the law is, if there's a Pesach, so one does not ask to the other. Va'afal gav, the shove mibifnim. Even though mibifnim, it is shove, that means, sha'oimid b'soicho, a person who is standing in the mova yaktane, roye kol kaysay urko shoven, he doesn't see any lechi whatsoever. He doesn't see any gifufim whatsoever. Sha'ain shom, Mikoisel rochpele peyeser klum in the movi ektani don't have anything. Nothing is jutting in the roichev of the pirtze of the chotzer ektane. Vahave milua, so it's poritz b'milua. It's completely opened up to the chotzer gdoila. Aber that's if you're standing in the movi. Aber harei mi bachutz b'soich gdoila, but you can go out of the ektane. And you'll stand in the Gedoila, near in law, Shiyure Koisel. There you see the Shiyure, what is left over from the Koisel of the Ktane. Zemikan, omikan. Oy say oydev, shagdoil oydev is alaktan. That is the oydev, that the Gedoila is oydev is alaktan. The Gedoila behu mishtarayu. The Gedoila does become mutter. Because of this oidev, mishum de ledido, nirin mebifnim. Because by the gdoile, when you stand in the gdoile, you see the gifufim. For the ktane, you have to stand outside of the ktane in order to see the gifufim of the ktane. Aber, factor chaber ravuna, but I hold nirin mebachutz veshavu bifnim also is a shame lechi. Can also create that appears to should have a shame pesach. So memeles, I had a kash on myself, what I do with this halacha, chotze ktane, shenifel tzol, gdoilo ktane asu. Omar Rab Zeire, so Rab Zeire went to answer this kash. He says, you know what? It's speaking about, benichnosim koisle ktano ligdoilo. It is speaking about, not the way we saw picture 69, 69 take, it'll be, one will be permitted to be metal from the ktana also. Because there it's nire mi bachutz, and that's also sufficient. But it's speaking about picture 114. 114 on page 19. 114 we see that the koisle haktana jut out after the gifufim. They go further out into the gedoila. Nichnosim koisle ktano ligdoila. This is
This is, and we see we have a nice line over here, that the dotted line, that's where the gefufim are. And the dalad, that's where is the mashanifus asecha gdeila. This is going out into the gdeila. Al koponim, so therefore, it is not considered nira mi bachutz. Now let us see Rashi, why not? Zut Rashi, v'nichnasim kois leiktano, u'boiltim, they jut out l'soicha gdeila, v'shtayim v'gimol ames, they're jutting out. Tahanech gifufi, now we had asked the Kasha that we should use the gifufi, the sides, which extend from the ktana to create the gdeila, tahanech gifufi de poshaluhu migdeila, which are left over from the gdeila, she'oimdim, they are standing me'achayre pirtza saktane, they're standing behind the pirtza of the ktane, nirin shalay me'oisei kaisaloya. That means if the kaisal, if they would come by the end of the kaisal, so this is an extension of the kaisal, so that's nirebi bachutz, that's alachia nirebi bachutz, but since it's coming out in the middle of the kaisal, so it doesn't look at all like an extension. It doesn't look at all like this is not a lechi. This is not nirami bachutz also. It doesn't look like a lechi of the kaisel. So memela, I can't use these gifufim for the chotzer aktana. That was Rab Zeire's teretz. Omar Rab Zeire benichnosim kaisel aktana legdoil. Frek the gemore, it's not too good yet. Let us say lovud. Now let us look at picture 117, which is on page 20. The Gemara is kasha to say lovud. We'll see soon that the chotzer gdoila is not too far away from the chotzer ktana. It doesn't end too far away. We'll see soon. So it comes out that even though it's nichnasim legdoila, but the koisle haktana are less than 3 tfachim away from the koisle hagdoila. So we should say lovut. If we'll say lovut, we will extend the koisle haktana till the koisle hagdoila, like we have here in the picture. So now it's nirami bachutz. Now it's nirami bachutz. Before we said if the koisel is jutting out from in middle of the koisel aktana and back of the pirtze, so that cannot be considered as a lechi for the chotzer aktana. But now this lechi starts from there, but it goes till the end of the koisel aktana. We'll say lovot. So memele, if we say lovot, so we're back to the kasher. So that's not a sufficient teretz that is nichnosim legdoila of a let's say love. That's the Gemara's kash. V'leima lovud v'tishteri, let us say lovud, and it should still become what is wise the ktana also. V'chi taima de mivlegi tuve, maybe you'll tell me, well, I have a right to ask, let's say lovud. Yeah, but it could be that this chotzer gedoila is much larger than the chotzer ktana. So the area from the kaisle yaktana is more than 3 tvachim. Or at least 3 tvachim from the gedoila, so you can't say love it. No, it's not true. V'hotoni rav ade baravimi kami de rab chanine bapapi ktana be'eser. The reichev, the pirtz of the ktane, is 10 ames. Gedoila ba'achas esrei, and the reichev of the gedoila on the inside is 11 ames. So it comes out that the gedoila is 1 amma larger than the ktana. So it comes out, so if it is, that means on each side there are 3 tvachim. An amma is 6 tvachim. So if the gdoila is, so there's 3 tvachim on each side. But we have to make a cheshbon. If we're saying that the reichev of the chlal haktana is 10 amis, then we have to take up some space for the koisle haktana. So we have left over less than 3 tvachim on both sides. So we have less than three tvachim on both sides. So I'm back to my kasha. Let us say lovud. Let us say lovud over here. And lemaisa, so in the zweite, so it's nira mi bachutz. That's the Gemara's kasha. V'chitayim et demitle gitub v'votoni ravada baravim mikamid ravchanine barfapi ktano ba'esa gidoyla ba'achas esre. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi v'neim elovet v'tishteri koze klayma. Here the picture is good. Klayma in niri mi bachutz mahani. If you're going to tell me in yitzod niri mi bachutz mahani, lehevi keilu roshei knisa shel koisle ktano. The knisa of the koisle ktano is snufim. It should be attached. It should be extended. Letzad koisle oirech hagdoyle. The hodor havelu hachnisele gifufim. Havelu hachnisele gifufim nirimi bachut. Because al kedai toch ein agdoyle rechovim in aktan al maat. Pochis migimel lakana, pochis migimel lakana. The Gemara is less than three tvachim on both sides. Da shtein revach shebein haknises lakai se olke shagdoyle gimel tvachim acholove domi. So let's extend the knise till the koisle agdoyle. And we'll make a stimul be nirim be chutz. Vechitaim at the miflegi knisais mechitzis mikoisel oirech agdoilem. The mechitzis which are koines from the ktana are far away from the length of the gdoilo. Tuve tvei mishloishe. Shahois the gdoilo rechova mina ktana harbe. So it's not true because we learned in the barais a ktana be'eser gdoilo be yudalev. It is one amma wider. The ivy and the thickness of the knesis aksolim mimatim es ashloishim ikolza. So now we don't have a full three tvachim because some of it is taken up by the ivy of the kaisel amovi, the ikolavu. So Memele, we're back to the old kasha. So why is the ktana osur? It is nirimi bachutz. Omar Ravine. So Ravine said it's no kasha. B'muflogim mikoisoze. That is true. That there are six tvachim separating the ktana from the gdoila. But the ktana was not symmetrically put into the gdoila. Now it's speaking about as follows. B'muflogim mikoisel zeh b'shnai. On one side, there are two tvachim. Let us see picture 118. B'muflogim mikoisel zeh b'shnai. Or mikoisel zeh b'dalet. So you have over here, so what do you have? You have really here, so on one side you'll say lovut. On one side you have a lechi that's nira mi bachutz. On the other side, you don't have a lechi because there are dalet tvachim there, or some emela, you can't say lovet, so you only have a lovet miruach achas. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, b'muflogi mikoisel zeh b'shnaim, u'mizeh b'arba, shlehoisa ktane mechuvenes, the ktane was not mechuven keneged emtsoiso shel gdoyle. It wasn't mamish in the middle of the gdoil. Ela mishucha shnei tfochim l'tzadecha. V'yesh meha amo idefes. So the amo, the sixth tfochim, that the gdoilo is larger than the ktano, shnei tfochim l'kan, v'abo l'kan. V'achniso is dakois, and the kniso is the koisle aktano, which are nichnas into the gdoilo, are not too wide. Because if it'll be very wide, you can still make love on both sides. Now, Baknisa is Dakis. The Nisha Mitzadechod, Yaisa Mishloi Shareva. So, Memele, we can't make love on both sides. Frag the Gemore, fine. Aber Valema Lovud, Miruach Achas Vetishtari. Zogt Rashi. Veirei Kan Shir Echod Nirami Bachutz. One side we have a Lechi. The tishteri bektane, the nishvaya lahai pirze pesach. So this one lechi should be sufficient. This one lechi should be sufficient to make this to make this the pils of the Ktana Pesach. The Eserhu Dahavi. It is 10 amis. The mele 10 amis could still be made into a Pesach. And for the Gemara, Rabbi he, the Omar Boinon Shnei Pasach. Rabbi holds that a chotzer needs is not nitta with one lechi. Yeah, the sanya chotzer niteres bepas echot. Rabbi yomer b'shnei pasen. Zok Rashi. Rabbi idoma beinen beish shiurim lechotzer shel es anifrevetz b'milua. And we learned chotzer niteres bepas echot. The nifrets alushu sarab. Nishtayir bo mitzad echad muteres. And it's nishtayir bo mitzad echad. This is muter. Here we have a picture 119. This is Rebbe's case. This is Rebbe's case. Rebbe holds that a chotzer is nito b'shnei pasim. And according to the Chachomim, one pass would be sufficient. Sain yichotzer niteres b'pas echad, Rebbe oimer b'shnei pasim. And Taisi says, Mashmal Rabbonon, afilo b'chotzer mele rubas, afilo t'an ol ke yeser al rochbo yisagi b'pas mashim, the bas pligi k'moy sheforosh l'kam. So k'ponim, Rebbe holds you need to pass him, and this barais is going according to Rebbe. So memele ishein vayto shalom al Yisrael. So now we understand the teretz of Rab Zeire. Eises Rab Zeire said it's speaking about that the koislei haktana nichnosim under the chotzer agdoila. We had asked the kasha, let us say lovu. So Ravina said a teretz, you can only say lovu from one side. So even if you say lovu from one side, we will assume that there is a lechi on one side. But this baraisa holds like Rebbe, they need two pasim, one on each side. And on the other side, I don't have a pas because there's dalat fachim there. So memele is showing good. Zuk de Gemara, it's no good. Hai mai. Yamrit b'shloime. So the Gemara says as follows. If you'll tell me, not the way Rabbi Baravuno, if you'll tell me, nira mi b'chutz, v'shova mi b'fnim, eine nidem mishum lechi, if you'll tell me, not like Rabbi Baravuno, that's not nidem mishum lechi, Rabbi sova lo ke Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi, we'll see Rabbi Yossi holds, you need a pass of Gimel Tvorim. And you will say this, all the Sturutim of Rab Zeir and Ravina is not correct. Mishim Hochik Tane Be'esar, Gdoi Labachas Esrek. Mishim the Rabbi Sova Loki Rabbi Yosef. Elo Yamrat Nira Mi Bachutz V'shob B'vnim Nidim Mishim Lechi. Rab Zeir and Ravina is it speaking about that the Kois Le'ak Tana Nichnes L'Gdoilem. The Rabbi Loisov lo ki Rabbi Yosi is gdoi la bachas esrei lo moli mimonifshech il mishrei le gdoi lo kosi beeser shnei tfochim sagi il meiser le ktani kosi lashminon the miflegi tuve el alav shma minon nire mi bechutz shabbat nime nidim mishum lechi shma minon. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi explains this whole chesh. Zuk Rashi yazay. Rabbi Dama Bina Beshiurim Lachotzer Sharasa Nifretzes Bemilua, Chotzer Niteres Bepasecha, that's the Chachomim, and Nifretzel Shusarab, Nishnaba Mitzadechot, Muteres. Shein Apirtu Yasem Eser, Askinin the Yasem Esel, Manila Machitza Laichot. Haima, I Amrit Bishloime. So now Rashi explains. If you're going to say Masnisen Kedahavish Amina Lomikor, if you'll tell me that this that will explain this Mishnah the way we learned in the beginning. What does the beginning mean? V'chuvenes k'tano k'neged emtze'isha shel g'dayla. That the k'tane is m'chuven k'neged emtze'isha of the g'dayla. Nothing is nichnas. It's mamish it to the k'tane the way we had before on page 12, picture 69. If you'll tell me it's like that, and if it's like that, nisharu shloisha lekan o shloisha lekan. V'yesh loyma, and you also say, nire mi bachutz v'shova bebefnim. V'yesh loyma, it's nire mi bachutz v'shova bebefnim, mishnei ruchins. V'afilu hochi k'tana asur. You'll tell me, even though it's nire mi bebefnim, nire mi bachutz v'shova bebefnim, it's the k'tana is asur. The nire mi bachutz v'shova bebefnim, loyma hani. The einai nide mishum lechi. It's not called a lechi. The Rebbe Bishnei Pasim de Chotzer Ki Rabbi Yossi Savolo. And Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi Da Oma Bamas Nisen Ein Lechi Pochas Mi Reuchem Shloishe Bechol Shkeim Pasim de Chotzer Dabai Reuchem Dabai Rabbi Yossi Belechi. So if you'll tell me that Rebbe who holds that you need two Pasim for a Chotzer, Rebbe also holds that the shear of the two pasim has to be at least three tvachim. Ode ravine, the ukme, zomrad noisabenik, we should hold cheshben al kaponim. So really we said enough. Hanegei alonu. That means, if we will say that nire mi bachutz, v'shava bebefnim does not help. And we will say that this is going, because we have a problem over here. The Rav Ade Baravimi said the dimensions of the Gdoila is six tvachim larger than the Ketana. Now the Shaila is, why were these exact dimensions mentioned? Why does it have to be six tvachim? So the Gemara says, if we will assume that nire mi bachutz v'shove mi befnim does not have a teiras lechi. Let us look at picture 69 again. If we will assume that page 12, that nire mi befnim v'shove mi bachutz does not have a teiras lechi for the ktan, for the gdoyler has a teiras lechi. So then we are saying as follows: when is the gdoyler mutter? The Gedoyla can only be Mutter if the Gedoyla is at least six Tvachim larger than the Ktana. So then, if the Ktana is Poritz Be'emtsois HaGedoyla, and there are left over three Tvachim on each side for the Gedoyla, so then the Gedoyla is Mutter, and the Ktana is Osa. And that is why they held it wichtig to tell us that the dimensions of the Gedoyla are at least six Tvachim larger than the Ktana. Because it is going according to Rebbe that holds you need Gefufim, you need Pasim on both sides. And because Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi that the minimum shear of a pas has to be three tvachim, so then we understand the reasons for this dimension, for these dimensions, and then we understand pshat and the halacha, but then we also come to the conclusion that nire mi bachutz v'shava bebefnim will not help for the ktanah.